Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real.
Oh, yeah.
It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and woo-hoo, what a ride we had yesterday. Wow. It's never happened before. In 2.5 years, I was moving on, talking really good stuff about attachments and giving without strings attached, and guess what the universe did? Cut me off live. The audio just went dead. Tried to call back into the studio 5 times and was disconnected. But you know what? That's what this show is about. Reality, spirituality, it doesn't matter what happens to you. It doesn't matter what anyone says to you. It doesn't matter what doesn't happen. As long as you're connected, as long as you're connected, plugged in to the universe, this life is a skip in the park. Now, the challenge is, how do we stay connected? How do we live connected moment by moment? And that's what Reality Spirituality shares. And let me just share with my new listeners. I've been getting a lot of new Twitter followers, a lot of great emails. Let me just pause for a minute and share with my new audience the direction Reality Spirituality takes. Reality Spirituality is a show that dissects our everyday life experiences. Everything that happens to you, everything that you experience, every event, every encounter is a spiritual event. Spiritual meaning it's a moment that you, the individual, my dear listener, has to shine, has to show who you are. I mean, how have you evolved? This purpose, the purpose of this life is to evolve and to grow and be happy about it. That's it. Evolve, grow, and be happy about it. And in my humble opinion, I don't have any control over what happens to me. How do I know that? Because listen, if I did, I would not have set up this life the way that it has unfolded. I just wouldn't have. I wouldn't have chosen certain things that happened to me. Sorry, no, I wouldn't have. So I don't have control over what happens, but what I do have control over is my perspective. I can choose how I want to view, what type of feelings I want to have about what happens. I can choose my perspective. I can also choose my response to what happens. And I can choose my behavior, and I can choose my words. And I also, which is the most important, well, they're all important, choose my vibration. I determine what type of energy I am emitting. It's all, that is what I'm in control over. What energy I put out, my perspective of what's happening. And it's interesting because I had a guest on a couple weeks ago, and he was talking about, he says, you know what, Rebecca, I never ask why. You know, asking why is I just don't ask that question. And I said, oh, I beg to differ, guest of a couple of weeks ago. There is a reason why for everything that happens, and guess what that is? The reason why for anything that happens in your life and my life, in my humble opinion, is for my betterment, is for my growth, is for my evolving. In other words, if I don't get this lesson, if I don't get it in this moment, guess what? The universe is going to throw it at me. So what if there's lessons I need to get? And there's plenty. Let me think. How not to get annoyed at everything my mother says. I mean, come on. That's a lesson. Can you imagine? I'm just talking about myself. Can I imagine what it would feel like to have a conversation and whatever this woman says, which I love her dearly, but whatever she says, I'm not going to be irritated or annoyed by it? Can you imagine getting to that state of evolution, of growth? Well, I know it's going to happen. I just don't know when it's going to happen. I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know those answers, but I definitely know that the reason why is for my betterment. The reason why is for my growth. Reality spirituality is, let me share something with you. Let me just share something. Close your eyes for a minute. Indulge me. Close your eyes, and I want you to remember a time when you experienced an indescribable moment, a moment that connected you with the universe, a moment that connected you with the energy that creates worlds. We've all had them, and we've had more than one. Everyone has a moment where you feel like you are at one with that energy. And when I've had these moments, 10 times out of 10, I've just started crying because I felt the connection, because I felt the unity between my soul, my spirit, my essence with the universe. Every cell in my body was in harmony with everything around me. It doesn't get any better than that. And so this show, Reality Spirituality, teaches how to have more of those moments. Now, how can you have more of those moments? Really, how does that work? Well, it's really very simple. When I was younger, I asked for two things. And if you listen to me for a while, sorry if I'm repeating myself, but for my new listeners, I ask for two things. Number one, to live to my potential, and number two, to be happy. And I am telling you right now, I'm not saying that I am the expert at what happiness and how to maintain and sustain happiness, but I'm telling you I'm pretty close. I'm not telling you I'm maintaining and staying connected every single day, every single moment, but I'm telling you I'm really close. And how? It's because of trial and error. There are certain behaviors, certain actions, perspectives that will definitely subtract from your happiness. What subtracts from happiness and what adds to happiness are very, very clear. Do you think judging someone subtracts or adds to your happiness? How about trying to control someone else or to control the situation? Does that add to your happiness or subtract from your happiness? How about, this is a good one, how about having expectations? We talked about that yesterday before I was cut off. Having expectations actually subtracts from happiness. There are no exceptions to this. When you expect, what about if you expect and you get it? Okay, fine. But what about you expect and you don't get it, which usually, as far as I'm concerned, my expectations, and I'm talking about expecting a certain situation, expecting, I'll give you a perfect example. This weekend, I was scheduled to speak at the Life Consciousness Expo in Los Angeles. Scheduled to speak, spoke to the owner, on and on, had my slot, Saturday's 8 o'clock in the evening. And for whatever reason, and I say whatever reason because the universe is in charge, whatever reason, there was a little bit of conflicts here with the person that you know put the show on, and I just wasn't feeling it. And finally, guess what happened? 3 weeks ago, I found out I was off the schedule. Did I have expectations to speak on that day? No. I'm scheduled to speak in San Francisco twice in April. Do I have expectations that I'm going to actually fly up there and speak and have my workshops and have my lectures? Do I have expectations that I'm going to do that? No. I planned it, but I don't expect if something happens and, you know, the cards don't line up, the stars don't line up, guess what? I'm still going to be happy. Because when I have expectations and they're not met, guess what my energy is? Disappointment. Disappointment. And so having expectations, any type of expectations, subtracts from happiness. Now let me think of something. Let me try to think of something that's different. Let me try to think of, and let me give you a live example. When I started the show, there were three people that called in, and apparently they wanted to speak with me because there's a question mark by the little microphone. And guess what? They hung up. Do I have expectations that I'm going to get to every person that wants to speak with me? No. And now let me tell you that it didn't happen overnight. Letting go of expectations, letting go of any behavior that subtracts from happiness is a choice. And when I decided and I committed to my happiness is my priority, is my number one priority over anything that happens to me, I want to be happy through it. And when I say happy, I'm not talking, let's smile through surgery. Even though, yeah, you can do that. When I'm talking about an internal happiness, an internal commitment, a connection, an internal knowing, an internal trusting, a total surrendering to the universe, totally surrendering, sitting in the back seat and letting the universe drive. And it's like any other skill. It's like any other behavior. It's like anything that you practice at, and you practice, and you get better and better and better and better. 2 years ago, heck yeah, I had expectations and was disappointed every time that something didn't turn out the way I thought it should. But when you really prioritize happiness, when you prioritize living connected to the universe, when you prioritize choosing your behaviors and choosing your vibration, your life changes. It doesn't unfold the way that I expect or thought it would or could. It actually takes a lot of detours. It takes roads that I wouldn't even, it takes paths and roads that I would never have chosen for myself. But obviously, the universe loves and the universe cares about every single one of you. Every single one of you has a direct connection with the universe. And let me tell you something right now. The universe is embracing you and holding you and holding you in such high esteem and only because why? For your betterment, for you to be even closer to the universe. Closer meaning connected. Does the universe judge? No. Does the universe have expectations? No. So my journey is to be the example, the physical example of the universe, a living example of the universe. No judging, no expectations, no attachments, no blaming, no controlling, no arguing, no, come on. And, you know, just as I said that, the topic yesterday, and I just want to hit it before I get to my callers, just want to hit it really quickly, was giving. Giving without strings attached. Whether you're giving time, whether you're giving a gift, whether you're giving advice. What if you gave somebody advice and you knew this was perfect and you knew if they followed your advice, you knew that if they followed your advice, that their life would be better, that they would be happier. So you have expectations of them listening. You can't even do that. So back to giving a gift. I know I got off a little bit. Back to giving gifts. When you give to people, when you give to anyone, you give without getting anything back, including a thank you. You give without wanting anything from anyone. That's the way the universe gives. The universe doesn't expect anything from you. It's all a choice. Either you live connected, either you live connected or you live disconnected. But it's your choice. Let's get to our first caller here. I love it when people log in, log out. Our first caller, area code 602, you are live on Reality Spirituality. What's your first name? Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning. My name is Evelyn.
Hi, Evelyn. Good morning. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Thank you for calling back in. What's going on in your life?
Oh, you know what? So much has happened. I just made a move. And now that I made the move, I need to transfer jobs or find a new job because the commute is way longer than I thought it was going to be. And it's a little bit exhausting. So I kind of need to get that going.
Okay, so let me just kind of streamline this for you, because when you're specific with the universe, then the universe gives you specific answers. So do you have a specific question?
Yes, I need to know specifically if I'm going to get a transfer of the job I'm at now, and or am I going to get something even better and new?
Okay, let's get even more specific. I know that is specific. So you're asking for if you're going to get a transfer. In other words, you're asking for what's going to happen in the future, correct?
Pretty much.
I love it. I love it. Now, let me share.
Be specific about that.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And let me share my answer, because believe me, you don't know how many times I've asked, "Oh, universe, what's going to happen tomorrow? Am I going to get this speaking job? And let me tell you what I definitely know about the future. I know that everything that happens to you is happening at the perfect time, is unfolding at the perfect time. Everything that is happening to you, you really don't have control over it. What you can do is sit back, close your eyes. Let's do that right now. Let's do it right now. Just sit and close your eyes for a minute. And let's take three deep breaths. Let's take three deep breaths. Just do it on your own, really deep, and close your eyes. And I want you to know, my dear Evelyn, that you are being, you are, number one, you're chosen. You are chosen for something specific in this life. And I don't know what that is.
Me neither.
Yeah. Let me say this. You're not supposed to really know, but what you are, what you can do is ask the universe to show you, ask the universe to in other words, feel. You can feel the difference between thinking, mentally thinking, and trying, or just sitting back and being inspired by different moves. Being inspired or trying to do something. Trying to do something, for me, feels like work. Sitting back and letting the universe inspire you, it's a totally different energy. Does that make sense?
Right, it does. Mm-hmm.
So how often can you get in that state? In other words, I'm just going to speak for myself, and if it resonates for you, there's so many times when there's things that I want to happen. But I know that what I want and what the universe wants might be, I'm not saying definitely, might be, usually is, two different things. And so I've given up on trying to, well, what's going to happen tomorrow? Am I going to blank, fill in the blank? But what I have done every single day is, okay, universe, inspire me, guide me, give me my best day ever. I did this morning. Just go out in before the sun comes up, stand out in the middle of the street, and I put my arms up and I say, universe, give me my best day ever. Give me the best day of my life. And that's it. And then I let it go. Can you do that?
I can, sure.
Well, that's what you're going to have to do, honey.
I don't have to do that?
No. I was using a little bit of accent. That's what you're going to have to do, honey.
I'm going to have to. Okay.
Yeah, that's what you're going to have to do, honey.
Okay.
Because, and you know what? Let me tell you something else that I've learned. Nothing on this whole planet, for me, is that serious. Absolutely nothing, including health, including jobs, including where I live, including bank account. It's really not that serious. Now, listen, my ego will try to tell me, oh, this situation is serious. I've got to find out the answer. It's serious. No. There's nothing serious going on. Absolutely nothing. So if it's not serious, if this is just unfolding exactly the way it's supposed to for your betterment, well, what's this? What? The transportation too far? What? Right? Yeah, that's it. Lighten up. Let's start laughing about this.
Mm-hmm. Well, it can sort of be funny, but it's too tired to be funny right now.
but relax with it and trust and surrender. Are you willing to surrender to what's going on? Are you really willing to surrender to the energy that creates worlds? Or do you really want to resist? And do you really want to question? And you really want to kind of go up against the universe? I mean, it's up to you.
Well, I was kind of relaxed about it and not going, oh, it'll happen when it happens, until I started doing this drive every day for the last couple of weeks, and I'm like, okay, you know what? Maybe I want to step this up a notch. I don't know if I really want to be doing this much longer. Well,
okay,
drive. I think it's the cost of the gas for this drive. It's like, oh, okay, that's what's really breaking the bank account now. It's like, oh,
okay,
that's a little
okay,
bit much.
Okay, well, that's fair, that's fair. And so let me ask you another question, and this is so perfect. Of course it's perfect because I'm saying it. Let me ask you another question. What kind of lessons, or what lesson do you think that you are being taught right now? What lesson do you need to possibly could learn through all of this? What is your lesson? That's one of the things that I always ask. Okay, universe, what's my lesson? You're in a situation where obviously you're getting tired of it. You don't like it. You don't want the move. You don't want the drive. You don't want the expense. What is the lesson?
You know, the way I was looking at it, that everything that's happening was to light a fire under me just to get moving on what needs to be changed. I've been, you know, kind of feeling this way a long time, for a while now, and I think some of these moves or this transition in the move, which is a positive thing. It's really a great thing. I'm happy about that. And so I knew the drive would be part of it, but I didn't want it to be part of it for a long time. So it was for all the positives to show up in life to make things better.
Mm-hmm. So the lesson is?
To get things moving and make those transitions that I keep thinking about and talking about and do it instead of just thinking and talking about it.
Okay. Now, do you think that you're the one that made these changes?
Oh, no, I believe there is divine guidance in all of it. It's just that,
mm-hmm.
of course, you know, there are things that you have to do to make it happen, too. Like,
there are things that there are things that you're inspired to do. There's things that you're inspired
there you go.
To, yeah,
mm-hmm.
inspired
exactly.
to follow. I mean,
or
if there's
like a pamphlet was handed to me, and I thought, I was thinking about it. We looked at it, and then believe it or not, that flyer that was handed to me months ago was the flyer I used to make the move with. So
see?
That was kind of one of it. Mm-hmm. I never
mm-hmm.
even thought of it. She handed it to me. I go, yeah, and I talked. And when the time came. It was like, where's that flyer that she passed me? It was a couple months ago. Where did I throw it? Pretty much. And there it was.
And so that is exactly, and the same thing is going to evolve with you with this transportation. But I always, this is what I do, and then I'm gonna let you go so I have another caller, but this is what I do. And if it resonates with you, fine, and if it doesn't resonate with you, that's okay too. If there is something that I am quote unquote not happy about in any moment, and it's, you know, sounding like this is a drive, there are 360 different ways, 360 different perspectives I can look at the same situation and find happiness. In other words, if I look at it one way, like, let's take you. We're looking at this trend. Okay, this is a long drive. It's expensive. I don't like it. You know, blah. And thumbs down. But is there another way? And you have 360 different ways. Is there another way you can look at this drive, transportation, even with the expensive gas, even with the length of it? Is there another way you can look at the same situation and feel good about it? Well, see, that's what
other
that's
than,
what, yeah.
Other
see,
than,
it,
you
it,
know. Well, when I drive home at night, I do make the comment. I go, okay, to the divine universe, say, okay, we got an hour to chat here because it's a long drive.
Okay, so see, so what you're saying is, it's giving you a chance to meditate. It's giving you a chance to connect to the universe.
Mm-hmm. That would be the one thing.
Well, listen, It could be one, or it could be more than one. But all I'm trying to say is to shift. One of the things that I, you know, always focus on, oh, God, something's wrong in the moment. And in reality, my dear Evelyn, there is nothing wrong with any moment,
right,
including the long drive, including the expensive gas. There really isn't anything wrong with it. Our perspective might say there's something wrong with it, but you can change your perspective in an instant.
Right. Right.
And so when I'm in any kind of situation where I'm, oh God, why? What is this crap about, universe? Then it's been a practice switching your perspective, practice changing perspective. If there's anything that gets under your skin, even if it's the smallest little pea under the mattress, changing your perspective. Now let's start changing our perspective. And let me tell you something else. When you change your perspective, just like what you said, and give me something else. So you said that, long drive, meditation. Talk to me. Give me that. Give me. Stay in that. Stay there with me. Let's stay there for a minute. Go. Good things about the long drive are, go.
The things about the long drive are is that, well, I work two jobs. And that's 2 hours out of my day that I don't get any sleep. So working 7 hours a week, I'm even more exhausted than I was before. So it's kind of
Wait a minute, honey. I said give me the good things. We already know. I said give me the good things about the drive.
Oh, the good things about the drive. Okay, other than I have time to. Okay, well. The other thing is with the drive, I can talk to people that I don't talk to normally because I have an hour to talk to them.
Okay. So
that would be the only two things.
Wait a minute. No, don't put limitations on your two things. There could be more. Maybe we just haven't thought about them yet.
Well, then
right?
I haven't, because those are the only two I can think of.
But that doesn't mean that there's not more. See, that's what I'm trying to share with you. It's a habit of thinking, okay, there's something wrong with this moment, and I'm going to focus on there's something wrong with this moment, as opposed to, okay, this is a moment I'm not really liking. I'm not very happy with it. But can I shift my perspective and look at it in a way that's going to make me feel different? Look at it a way that's going to change my vibration. Look at it in a way that's actually going to change my energy. Because every time you're looking at a moment and you're thinking that there's something wrong with that moment, guess what?
The other thing would be is positive outlook about this. I don't know if this is in the right context, but the positive thing is, if I don't like it enough, I'll do something about making a change.
Yes! Yes!
Boy.
Come on!
This is why it's kind of like, I don't like this enough anymore that I'm willing to make a change. And that was kind of the question. It's like, am I going to get that transfer so I can make the change?
Well, see, that's the thing. That's the whole thing. So now we've come up, even though you said you didn't have another one, now you've come up with something else. Well, maybe you need to make a change. That's a positive thing. And also looking at it, but I really like when you said you can talk to more people, and I really like that you can meditate in your car. Meditating in your car for an hour with the universe? Are you kidding me? What better way to spend your day?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So this changing perspectives in the moment is really, really very important, because when you change your perspective, you also change your energy. You shift your energy. You shift your vibration. You're shifting your vibration from being discontent, you know, discontented, unhappy, miserable, to, okay, acceptance, a gratitude for the moment to talk to the universe. So you're actually shifting your energy and you're shifting your vibration. And then when you shift all of this, more of that same like energy will come to you. If you're unhappy about any moment, believe me, in your present moment, you're going to have more
mm-hmm.
unhappy future moments.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right or am I right?
Oh, yes, I have, yes, I, you know, we hear that, we know that, we just need to be reminded of that too, to me frequently.
yeah, but see, that's, you know, what you said is so important. There's a difference between, as Neo or whatever, that whoever said it, oh, maybe it was, what's his name, Lawrence Fishburne in The Matrix. There's a difference between knowing it and walking it. And walking it and practicing it, all it is just little by little. So now that you've been made aware of changing your perspective, now throughout your day, it doesn't even have to be this drive. It could be anything that comes into your life. Think
mm-hmm.
of 360 different ways to look at something in a positive way, in a way that's going to shift your energy, if it's going to make a way that's going to make you feel good, an hour talking to the universe. Come on. It's just practicing. It's practicing.
Right. That's true.
I'm so glad you called today. And you know what? Not only is your call important, because that's what this show is. Everybody, we're talking about everyday situations, life circumstances, real life circumstances.
And
you couldn't have given a better example.
We don't really talk about
to
anybody else.
What?
And it's kind of some of the conversations is stuff that you don't really talk to anybody else is. You know, they don't have some people don't have understanding or don't have the knowledge or perspective on what you're trying to say.
Yeah, but you know what? The people that want to talk about this everyday stuff. I mean, I'm really into everyday stuff. Everyday stuff. They'll find the show. They'll find me. They'll find you. And you know what?
Right.
Now, okay. Uh-oh, I just thought of another great perspective. I just thought of another reason. Oh, my God. Thank you, universe. You talked about now you can meditate for an hour. Now you can talk to people that you don't talk to for a long time. Now that you can make a change. And the other thing, another perspective is, drum roll, please. And now you can share it with someone else.
That's true.
Yeah.
The positive part of it.
Yeah. I told you there was more. Yeah?
No, it's true. I can share.
So it's the power of 360 perspectives. In every moment, anytime you're unhappy, you have 360 ways to look at the same moment in a way that you can find happiness, in a way that you can find connection, in a way that you will shift your energy to the universal energy. Ah! Come on now. What else? What else?
I don't know. You got me stuck. I can't think of what else. I think I've been stuck on my two until I got brought up my third. Okay, so now I have three.
Yeah. And that's with anything that happens in your life, my dear Eva. That's with anything, any person, any circumstance. You can look at it in a different perspective. It's all up to you.
And that's true. It's just a lot. Isn't there a lot of times where we forget to look at the different perspective and we just react?
That's right. But that's what reality spirituality shows. It's remember in the beginning of the show when I said we are responsible. We're not in control of what happens to us, but we are in control about our reaction and our perspective and our behaviors and our words and our vibration. We can choose our vibration. We can choose which energy we're emitting. So you want to emit energy that's not happy and I'm dissatisfied and I'm not content with the way things are going, or you know what? I'm cool with what's happening because nothing stays the same. Everything changes. Everything grows. Everything shifts. I'm okay with it. Well, you know, what's the next moment going to bring?
That's true.
I'm a genius.
I don't. I don't know what the moment is, but I'm thinking about it.
Well, you can think about the next moment, but you know what? Thinking about the next moment takes away from this moment.
Well, this moment is just, you know, kind of a good moment to just share and realize that I'm gonna just be happy about the moments I'm in until.
Yes. I love that you called and you shared and you're so honest with everyone and also with you're very open to other ways of looking at the same situation. I don't know if it's probably about a month ago maybe. It was so freaking funny. A woman called in and she asked me, what did she ask me? She asked me, I don't remember, but I gave her a similar answer to what I gave you. And she got mad at me and she says, well, you don't have the answer, do you? Just why don't you just say that you don't have the answer? And I said, well, I gave you the answer, but it was an answer she didn't want to hear. And so that's what I want to stand up and give you a standing ovation, because you didn't have to receive this answer that I gave you. You could have like poo-pooed and not been open. You could have chosen to think that I was full of shit and I don't know what the hell I was talking about. You could have thought that you know I wasn't satisfying your question. So thank you for that.
Well, a lot of times you're open because sometimes when you're open, I've noticed it's the things that when you're open and you hear something. It may not be today that word or that sentence or that knowledge would have affected you today. It might not come into effect for another week or two. And then that's when that opportunity will say, oh, yeah, I remember when said, and now it makes sense. Or it's like the fire under you that says, okay, this is the, you know, the knowledge, or I'll take that advice or and I'll use it and see where I go with it. That's what you do.
You're absolutely right. It's called planting a seed, and sooner or later that seed is going to bloom.
Yeah, because if you don't talk about something, you don't get out of your own head and figure things out.
Thank you. Well, I want to invite you to call back again. You know, Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday, Sunday. Stay on the line, honey, because I have another caller that wants to.
Sure.
Yeah, okay, but thank you so much for bringing so much to this show, and your issue was very, very, very important, to Reality Spirituality. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. You have a good day. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Wow, what a great call. So we're going to go to our next caller, and this is area code 310. You are live on Reality Spirituality. What is your name, please?
Hi, good morning. My name is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. Good morning. Oh, that's my middle name,
Hi.
Rebecca Lynn Norrington.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's Lynn, L-I-N. I love Rebecca. That's one of my favorite names. That's my grandmother's name. I love that name.
Thank you. Thank you, Lynn. Thank you. So what is going on in your life? And what's up, sweetie?
Well, let's see. You know, I'm thinking of going into a business, and I've had, like, there's a couple of things. There's someone that wants me to do some sort of business, and she said that she would finance it, and then there's another something that I kind of want to do. But I'm really feeling like this year I'm supposed to, you know, really step out and have a business. So I wanted to find out, what do you feel or sense about it, you know?
Okay. Now, let's get one of the things I told Evelyn earlier is, I don't know if you were listening, but
no,
let's get really, really specific, because the universe can really flow through me when you're specific. So what is a specific question?
I'll tell you what it is. It's, what I like to do, I really like to help people with eating, like nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been really, I don't know, this has been with me since even I was in my early years. I was a young, like 20s and all of that. But I've also, I used to model, and I also like cosmetics. So this, a friend that I just met, she wants, she suggested that cosmetics and that she would finance. And so I'm kind of, I really love to kind of direct and kind of help, you know, with nutrition and things of that nature, you know, getting people on the right track with eating properly and, you know, just being healthy. So that's where I am right now.
Okay, and well, right when I was listening to you, the first thing I thought of is why can't you do both? And
yes.
Yeah, and not only can you eat, why can't you do both? Listen, one of the things that I only talk about myself because I'm the only example that I have is
okay.
That number one, always just ask the universe. You know, universe, especially if you're in the middle of to one A or B, and it never has to be A or B. And not only does it never have to be A or B, it can be A and B, and it could be A and
yes.
B this moment, and it can be just
yes.
A the next moment, or it could, you know, everything can shift. In other words, I'm feeling to...
That's what I was feeling. A few days ago, I was like, really? I thought, do both?
Yes.
Because I was feeling that a few days ago, and I'm like, oh, that would be so great.
Mm-hmm. And you can do both. And let me say something, let me throw something else in. If something else comes that you can throw, you can into, because we have so many gifts. We're all creative, but especially when you have this, you know, you talked about having this urge at an early age to help with the eating and then always loving cosmetics. We always have so many different, yeah. So go for all of them, honey.
Okay, yes. Oh, my gosh, yes. Absolutely.
And
I love it.
Yeah, and also one of the things I would like to say is stop trying so hard to think of how it's going to happen. Sit back in your seat in the passenger seat. You're in this fabulous chauffeured car, and the universe is driving. Surrender yourself to the universe and say, you know what, universe, you know what I love to do. Show me the direction. I want to be out of the equation because I'm really trying how too hard. Let me sit back and relax. The ride, right?
Right. So true. That came to me also to not consider how it would come about.
Listen. Hell no. That's not your job to figure out how.
It's not my business, is it?
It's not your business. So stay out of the universe's business and let them take care of this.
Oh, I love that. Oh, my gosh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And let me tell you something. I had to stay out of the universe's business because I was a control, nosy, busy body. Shouldn't it be this? Shouldn't it be that way? And no. The hardest thing for me to do was let go of that steering wheel, honey. Let go of that steering wheel. But it's been so great.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. This is so awesome. Thank you so much.
Well, you're awesome. And let me say this. You can start, and you know what? You can just start, I don't know, blogs or start writing down what you think or putting, you know, coming up with whatever creative way that you're going to share your information.
Yes.
You can do this afternoon. You can start this afternoon. And you know what? Let me say something else. This radio show that I've had for probably 2.5 years. When I first started, guess how many listeners I had?
How many?
Zero.
Okay.
None.
Okay.
Nobody was listening to me. But you know what?
Oh, my God.
I got out of my own way. And you know what the universe told me? You know what the universe told me? Write this down, honey. Write this down.
Okay.
I'm just kidding with that. I'm just kidding.
But I'm ready.
The universe said,
right.
Yeah.
I am. I've got my pen in hand. So I'm ready.
That's so cute. Once you get to know me, sometimes I'm a little jokester. But the universe told me, when I said, nobody's listening. You know what they told me?
What?
They said, we're listening.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So I want to throw this out to you, too. I want to throw this else out. Let go of, I want to help so many people. Let go of a number. Let go of wanting to do... Just start embracing, you know what? This is what I want to share. This is what I want to share with the world, whether one person gets it or whether...
So,
kind of let go of that. You feel me on that one?
Yes, I do. I do, absolutely. Oh, yes. Yeah.
So it was like... Well, I want a radio show, and I want everybody in the world to hear. I want millions of listeners. Millions of listeners! That was my ego talking, and I know the difference between the voice of the universe, and I know the difference between the voice of my ego.
Yeah.
And let me just share this. I don't know about your ego, and I'm not hating on the ego. I'm just letting you know what it does.
Okay.
I'm not hating on it.
Okay.
But
okay.
My ego, don't tell anybody because I don't have any listeners. My ego wants me to feel as bad as possible. And Evelyn, listen to this too. My ego wants me to feel as bad as possible for as long as possible. Right? So I already know that's the ego's job, and it's okay. That's the ego's job. So now I put the ego right on the stage. I'm in the audience. It's a nice theater, reality spiritual, and my ego is on the stage, and I'm just watching, and I'm just being very entertained at this voice that says, feel bad and feel bad for a long time.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I can
<Right?
agree. laughs>
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, I just want to say how I came. You know, I was just kind of diddling and whatever, and I don't even know how I came about you. And I said, oh, my gosh, because I don't believe in coincidences, but I didn't even set out to really find you, and all your information came up at a time when I was just thinking like different things, and I said, oh my gosh, thank you, and I'm so grateful for you today. Thank you so much.
Now don't make me tear up on my own show. No, I'm grateful for all of my audience, and you're absolutely right, my dear Lynn. There are no coincidences. There are no mistakes. Everything is in perfect order. We all get our answers when it's time to get our answers. This life is so... If you really sit back and surrender, it's really an easy ride.
Yes. I'm really starting to see that in my life. Thank you so much. You're such a blessing. God bless you. Thank you so much. And I will be calling you again.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Letting you know what's going on.
Please, and you know, always, reality spirituality, it's about the smallest thing. It's about our everyday, and I really appreciate you, and your energy is so loving and so open, and you're so You're so connected. You're so connected. So it's great to meet, and actually all my audience. Let me just not point one person out.
We are all to be here together at the same time, and it's all meaningful.
That's right. That's right. And we're here for a reason. And we're here, you know, you've taught me, even Evelyn has taught me, and I've learned from everyone. And I expand. Not only do I learn, but I grow from everyone. So thank you for your stimulation question.
Thank you
for calling in today.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you so much, Lynn. Oh, what a great call. What great calls today. I actually have a lot of people that are waiting, and you know what? That's what happens. Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I just want to share with everyone that's listening and everyone that has listened and all of your emails and all of your comments, I read every single one of them, and I am grateful for every single one of them. I am grateful for you, my dear audience. Woo-wee! What a great life. What a great life. If you've enjoyed the show, you can go to my website at Rebecca Norrington, RebeccaNorrington.com, and just check out my website. If you'd like to have a private session with me, you can go to the private sessions tab. Actually, my website is being constructed, so it's going to be looking totally different in a couple of weeks. If you want to receive my free monthly newsletter, which is coming out next week, it's right in time for Valentine's Day, and it's talking about how to be happy and single on Valentine's Day. Is it possible? Come on. Of course it's possible. Go to info@RebeccaNorrington.com and sign up for the newsletter. You can follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. And if you've enjoyed the show, soon as it's over, soon as I disconnect, go to Reality Spirituality Facebook page and like Reality Spirituality. So until next time, my dear listeners, my dear audience, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving, you're always changing, and you're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. And remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Let's connect again next week. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality.
Yeah. Always time to get real. Oh, yeah.
It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man. Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Get real good.
Get real good.
Get real good.
Get real good.
Get real good.